Selected. Dentrica 2 of 2. Engage neural congress. Wireless autoshunt acquired. Uploading. Imperative. Stryker's optics blinked to life. Given a momentary glimpse of the filthy laboratorium lumens, the Scutari commander felt his vision fade once more. With a warping crackle, his overlays bled forth from the darkness. He had been both unconscious and offline, as returning feeds, sluggish and glitch-fevered at first, informed him. Diagnostic alerts told him of superficial damage caused to the rear of his combat chassis and motive bionics. Fortunately for Stryker, the mind scrambler grenades inflicted overloads and neural trauma on their victims, rather than physical damage, though they could even kill lesser-grade mechanoids with the intensity of their bioelectrical pulse. If he had been carrying frag or crack grenades, Stryker would have been blasted to bloody shrapnel, but that wouldn't have prevented the Scutarius from arming the grenade and denying the Forge Master both his phylactic prize and his miserable life. Optics and omnispectrals returned to life. A stream of further diagnostic data told Stryker that the dormancy the incapacitator had inflicted on his primary systems, both cybernetic and neural, had shielded him from the worst of the mind scrambler blast. His cogitator coils spooled a list of subsidiary systems that had suffered damage from the bioelectric pulse and recorded a 32.451% chance that Stryker had suffered wetware and brain damage affecting non-essential functions. Stryker's vision blurred, and his feeds sizzled before searing back to clarity. Bracing himself against the surgical slab and testing the function of his circuitry and appendage hydraulics, the Scutari commander heaved against the binder clasped about the bionics of his right arm. With the surgical automaton and slab workings fried by the mind scrambler pulse, the metal restraint stretched and snapped, releasing Stryker. Half sitting up on the slab, the Scutarius peered about the filthy laboratorium. Overlays annotated his surroundings, while Stryker's mission chronometer indicated that he had been offline for less than a minute. He found one of the dark mechanicum protectors, dead and crackling on the dark metal floor. His three black-shelled compatriots were stumbling about the laboratorium, through equipment and the plas partitions. Their cortex processors seemed to be scrambled, while the Forge Master appeared to be feeling his way along the chrome piping of the wall, similarly affected by the bioelectric pulse. Stryker's targeting reticules returned. The cell power to his arc weaponry was yet to, however. A reticule detected movement from the direction of the balcony platform. Reasoning that some sentry had been recalled from the Forge Temple roof, Stryker hauled at the restraint clasped around his left arm. As the signature drifted into the Forge Master's private chambers, Stryker outstretched the bionics of his right arm. Shooting down its rail, an arc pistol locked in place, with the Scutarius's gauntlet. The signal slowly resolved. Stryker's ident recognition systems still sluggish after their bioelectric trauma. The Scutari officer recognized the signature of Phrenos 361. The servo skull, already searching for its master, had answered Stryker's phylactic call, ascending the curved roofs of the Forge Temple's exterior. Lowering his pistol, Stryker felt power return to the weapon from its tripped mag cell. Phrenos 361, Stryker streamed. Deactivate the chamber defenses. The servo skull's rotating cog blade angled, taking the drone into the main chambers, where it scanned the rune banks for the mechanism that cut off power to the incapacitator. Stryker had no desire to feel once again the polluted energies of the security measure flowing through his combat chassis.
Stryker unit, Engra Myrmidex said, his voice once more echoing about the fuzzy recesses of Stryker's mind and cogitators. Stryker unit, you have been offline. Status report.
Haldron 44 Stryker took a moment to process the demand.
Interference from the temple structure, my lord, Stryker lied. Unsanctioned energy sources, architectural deviancy, field transonics.
Stryker turned his arc pistol on the three pulse-dazed dark mechanicum protectors in their black shells and plastic robes. Blasting what remained of their sentience from their helm crania, Stryker moved his arm slickly from one hench unit to another. As the protectors dropped to the floor, crackling with destructive energy, Phrenos reported that it had deactivated the chamber defenses. From outside, Stryker saw the glow of the roof node columns reassume its previous crackling ferocity.
Secure prisoner,
Stryker commanded, pulling his arm and the hydraulics of his legs free of the surgical slab. Phrenos 361 drifted in on the magnetic whir of its cogblade. As the fetid forgemaster, barely cogitating where he was, turned, with his hunched back to the wall, the servo skull buzzed in close. The forgemaster lifted his hood, grill, and face tentacles, and froze as the drone's cogblade accelerated before his throat. Using the serrated cog like a circular saw, Phrenos 361 pinned its prisoner to the wall. Tentatively, Haldron 44 Stryker climbed down onto the floor and shook down his combat chassis. Exercising his auxiliary appendages, hydraulics, and workings, the Skitari commander began to feel like himself again.
"Stryker unit, respond," Engra Myrmidex demanded. "Status?"
The Skitarius walked about the private chambers of the Forgemaster, cross-referencing his feeds with what he was seeing on the Runebank pict screens.
"The mission proceeds ahead of schedule, Lord Fabricator."
Stryker streamed back. That wasn't an untruth. Both Alpha Visorius and 10 Victro Tiberiax had made excellent progress through the capital districts, taking many significant installations and forged temples along the way. "I am securing hard data in respect to the location of the enemy commander as we speak. It is imperative that he is secured with the forged temple principal, yes, Fabricator Locum?"
Engra Myrmidex hesitated.
"Proceed, Stryker unit."
"Thank you, my lord," Stryker told the Fabricator Locum. Then, to Phrenos 361, he streamed, "Search the roof. Full or spectral scan. All filters." As the servo skull drifted back outside, Stryker grabbed the dazed Forgemaster and dragged his rusted metal carcass out onto the balcony platform. Outside, Stryker marched between the arcing node columns. The thin chemical smog of the Forge World's nightside drifted about the temple roof, the Skitari commander's movements disturbing its polychromatic miasma. The Forgemaster stumbled and skidded across the platform, coughing and hacking his way to the railing edge. Beyond, Haldron 44 Stryker could see the constellation of forge fires and molten channels that made up the crowded industriascape of the capital districts. The mountainous silhouette of the Magnaplex Maximal reared from the twisted skyline and cut its darkness from the hellish radiance of the exposed core. The infernal glow of the Abistra Dynamicron created a roaring horizon, with the heat and light of the demon's iron core reaching up into the night sky. Grabbing the Forgemaster by his leather robes, Stryker hauled the servant of the Dark Mechanicum off his feet and over the roof edge. The Forgemaster, still confused from the Mind Scrambler pulse, blurted coded insanity. His tentacles slithered and knotted about one another, while rusty filth gushed through his face grill, splattering Stryker's gauntlets. The Skitari commander spread his metal feet further apart and balanced the distribution of his weight. The red foil of his cloak rippled in the caustic breeze. The Forgemaster, meanwhile, kicked his legs and clutched his appendages to his barrel chest, desperate not to fall through his own robes. Stryker's optics burned into the darkness of the Forgemaster's hood, the corrupt construct's own fading like a pair of cooling coals.
"Impure thing of the dark arts," Haldron 44 Stryker said. "You claim to have all the answers, that there is no limit to your demon-sponsored knowledge. Then prove it by answering a very simple question. Where can I find the Archfabricant?"
The Forgemaster seemed to struggle with his words, blurting cacophonous scrap code and liquid corrosion from his grill. The Skitarius didn't know whether this insanity proceeded from the Master's scrambled cogitators or his ruinous pollution.
"Forgemaster," Haldron 44 Stryker said, shaking the corrupt construct above the vertiginous drop. "You have already fallen so far in the estimation of the machine god. Don't make me drop you further off the top of your own temple."
With his tentacles flailing, the master coughed up a stream of rusty filth from his inner workings that cascaded down the gleaming warplate of Stryker's chest. As the Dark Mechanicum construct chuckled his madness through his hacking cough, Stryker heard the sound of gunfire. Patching into Phrenos 361's pict feed, Stryker saw that around the back of the temple tower, the servo skull had discovered a launch pad. Waiting on the platform was a baroque skiff, a grav craft boasting a twisted carriage bay for the Forgemaster and his retinue, plus a single malformed servitor pilot who was interfaced with the open cockpit.
The cable-threaded drone had drawn a stub pistol on the servo skull, and Phrenos had returned fire with its underjaw arc blaster.
"Scan skiff destination," Stryker streamed to the servo skull.
As Phrenos 361 drifted about the crackling corpse of the warped pilot, it transmitted the coordinates of the skiff's destination. The Magnaplex Maximal. The Forge Master was going to flee his temple, with news of its loss taken to Ulcan Nostromari, Archfabricant of Velkanos. He was going to butcher Stryker and take his phylactic interface, still attached to the Skitari commander's brain, to the Forge Temple principal as an offering of an appeasement, a gift to help his Archfabricant repel the Skitari invasion. Haldron 44 Stryker opened the adamant alloyed digits of his gauntlets. The dark chuckle died in the congestion of the Forge Master's throat as the leather of his robes slipped from the Primus's fingers. Stryker watched the Forge Master flail and vox shriek his way down the side of the Forge Temple. He seemed to fall for an eternity before crashing through the twisted architecture of the upper forge, leaving rusty splatters along his path, each impact a trail of corruption on the metal corrugations of the Forge Temple. The shrieking died on the poisoned air as the Forge Master plummeted through a set of power vanes that simultaneously electrocuted and shredded the servant of the Dark Mechanicum. As the vanes flared, the corroded workings and spoilage of the Forge Master rained down into the freightways below. Haldron 44 Stryker extended an arm and allowed Phrenos 361 to land. The Primus cycled his optics as he drew his gaze across the capital districts of the renegade Forge world. He flickered through magscoptics, filters, and overlays, while data scrolled, and ghostly phylactic pict streams played one over another. The Skitari commander matched the updates he was experiencing to what he was seeing from his elevated position. Alpha Vesorius was making good progress along the arterial freightways, elevated maglev routes, and waste drains gurgling with toxic runoff. His column of crawlers and iron strider engines had punched through the hasty barricades, tractor conveyors, and freight monitors that had been halted to provide obstructions. Like the ancient caravans of early Mars, their progress through the capital districts was indomitable. Vanguard Skitari cohorts, like the one now belonging to Sub-Alpha Quendix, moved through the adjoining mills, assembly lines and complexes, fighting through the gloom and twisted architecture of manufactoria, production complexes and machine workshops. Moving slickly through such environments, their advance had been expert and economical. Skitari soldiers used cover, and in turn covered one another in a silent advance. Like parts of a well-oiled machine, the Skitari cohorts moved in a wave of murderous silence through the capital districts. In their wake, the freightways, factory floors, and forge temples were littered with the scrap and corpses of mechanoids who had failed to stop them. Slave menials armed with little more than the corruptions and bodily blessings that living under ruinous skies had inflicted upon them. Combat servitors whose warp-kissed flesh was augmented with powered claws and eviscerating chain blades. Spike-armored soldier wretches of the Temple Forge Guard. Horrifically modified hench units that stank of spoiled flesh. Flagellant spawn that had been monstrously fashioned into living weapons. The heretic tech priests of besieged installations, whose corrupt, sigil-scrawled bodies had been weaponized to fire streams of etheric energies. Factory automatons that thought and fought for themselves. 10 Victro Tiberiacs and his alphas had done well to keep pace with these forward columns. Securing bordering districts, Tiberiacs and his rangers had hunted down renegade forge masters and taken temples dedicated to the infernal entity that raged at the planet's core. His Skitari had claimed 2 key freight stations, downing scores of orbital barges, hump shuttles, and haulage brigs. The monstrous magna machinery towering over the Gorgaxi Hetra assembly yards had been neutralized. A raging inferno now lit up the night sky with warp-channeled energies where the Maltech terawatt fusion reactors had once been. The corrupt genital lords and magi that ruled the worker subhives of the twisted flesh forges had been assassinated. Orbital auger scans and captures, relayed from the Opus Machina, told Stryker of the hell that waited for them, all about the Magnaplex Maximal. The arch-fabricant was holding back his personal army of killer constructs and abominations. Foul forces attached to the Forge Temple principle and charged with its defense. Demon engines that had been born in the fires of the Abistra Dynamicron. In the satellite districts, Tiberiax and his ranger cohorts had increasingly run into the dread forces of heretics and magi from across the Forge world. Warp-fueled mechanoids and alteds raced to their arch-fabricant's aid, compelled by the ancient protocols of techno-feudal observance and new promises of reward streamed and warp-cast across the planet. Tiberiax and his army of rangers were now working their way up the blazing channels of molten iron that flowed through the satellite districts before forming the ferric falls of the abyssal drop-off, the sentient liquid metal returning to the demonic core of the cursed Forge world. Time was against all the holy constructs of the Omnisire fighting for the planetary soul of Velkinos Magna. While Haldron 44 Stryker's Skitarii legions moved in on the capital Forge, auger arrays aboard the arc cruisers of the Adeptus Mechanicus fleet told of colossal movements of cybernetic troops and materiel across the surface of the renegade Forge world. Blizzards of atmospheric craft, ugly freighters, and lighters now descended upon the contested districts, packed with wretched reinforcements. Shrieking through the thin chemical skies and over the heads of Skitarii soldiers were swarms of fighter wing aircraft. The spiked black outlines of servitor-piloted Avengers streamed warp trails and cut up the freightways and sacrificial plazas with their merciless bolt cannons. The Fabricator Logan was faring little better in low orbit, where the suicidal runs of mangle-fashioned system ships, armed freighters and defense monitors threatened to down the Opus Machina and her arc cruisers. This was made worse by fresh updates of heat signatures in the shipyards and partially constructed dark mechanicum vessels rising above the renegade Forge world from their dry docks. As Haldron 44 Stryker phylactically monitored the thousands of Skitarii carrying out their tactical invasion of the capital districts, billions of corrupt warriors were making their way through the freightways and ongoing industry of Velkinos Magna, converging on the unholy site of the Forge Temple principle. Even if Stryker and his Skitarii took the Magniplex Maximal and its secrets for his Fabricator Locum, there was no guarantee he could hold it against such numbers, as Engra Myrmidex undoubtedly expected. This said nothing of the progress of abominable Ordinatus war machines and the spirit-corrupted titans that were striding through the nightmare industriescape from the damnation of fortress workshops on the other side of the planet. Stryker stood there, processing. Analyzing. Strategizing. When Sub-Alpha Quendix arrived on the balcony platform, leading a unit of Vanguard Skitarii, he did not bother to turn. "The Forge Temple is in our hands, Primus," Quendix reported. "All defending forces have been annihilated." "Very good, Sub-Alpha," Stryker said. "Your Skitarii may take a moment for prayer, for the anointment of damage with consecrated oils, and replenishing ammunition." "Thank you, Primus." "No," Stryker said. "Thank you, Alpha Quendix. I am enacting a field promotion based upon your record and the loss of your cybernetic superior." "You honor me, Primus." "I do," Stryker streamed. "And you will honor me and the machine god for whom you fight with the following. I aim to move on with the column and take the Forge Temple principle with all dispatch. I need you and your cohorts to take Cynodon Delta, Cynodon Gamma, and Disperia Omicros by force, as you have this temple. We cannot allow the Forge Masters of those installations to flank our approach." "Questions?" "None, Primus," Quendix reported. "Good. Have incapacitated Skitarii return to the drop site and instruct Princeps Decker to have his Sicarians transport ammunition and power to the advancing columns." Stryker knew that the Princeps would detest such a duty. It was time, however, to let Decker's Rust Stalkers off the leash. "Inform him that I have duties more suited to his skills upon his arrival."